I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did, as is our advertisers. Remember to support them because they support us. Yeah, I am super excited tonight. We're recording this. It's a Monday, and I've had a fantastic start to my week. Sold a bunch of paintings today. Get to hang out with a cool band tonight. Things could be worse. I'm not challenging the universe. I'm very pleased. The cool band that we're talking to tonight is out of, I don't know how the verbiage for Texas, because I automatically went to South Texas, but isn't South Texas like down Brown City in that, like down at the point? These guys are
we're more Southeast Texas.
Southeast Texas. There we go. That's it. I'm in Florida. It's the same thing. You tell people South Florida, they think you're in Key West.
Right.
Nothing against Key West. No, man. We're over here on the Atlantic side. But yeah, the band is called the O-Ray Band, and these guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Multi-genre, I would say. But just, people ask you, here's what you need to do. If people ask you what genre of music you guys play, just say good or cool. Because Both apply. Yeah, man. You guys are one of those Texas bands that just seem fun. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I want to see. If they're playing a festival, I want to see that stage. Because those guys look like a good time. Let me ask you, how long you guys been playing together?
We started playing shows last June. So we've been together playing shows about, this is the 15th month.
Yeah, a year and a half maybe, just under. Wow. Obviously, you guys are all professional musicians. You've probably been doing this since you were knee-high to a tall Indian or something. But this version, I love it when a good band comes together. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. I've never been in a band, but I hang out. All of my friends are in bands. That's how it's always been. They always throw the best parties and they know the most girls. So there I am, painting drum kits and leather jackets. But yeah, it is. That's cool. That is cool. Now, I was talking to Brian over at Curtain, the fine folks over at Curtain Call Records today, and he had mentioned you guys do a lot of festivals and whatnot.
We're in the process of doing some. We have done a few.
I gotcha.
As many as we'd like to do. Correct.
Everybody, it's so funny. Everybody always, you'll be at a cocktail party or some shit or something. I'll have to edit that one out because the 3 minutes isn't up yet. And that too. But no, you'll be at a cocktail party or something and somebody always comes up. They've had too many Coronas and they'll, why are the Rolling Stones on tour? It's not like Mick Jagger needs the money. The guy owns an island. And I'll tell you, I'm like, you've never hung out with musicians, have you? Because every musician I know are hooked on playing on stage. That's why Mick Jagger is out there, however old he is. Because there doesn't seem to be anything that is better than that for musicians. They've got to play. They got the energy in them. Gotta come out.
It's ironic you say that. O-Ray, earlier today we were talking to Kevin Wildman from Music News
and he said when you stop you die.
Yeah, so go get it, Jagger. Go get it, Jagger.
Yeah, you gotta do. But it's, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people and stuff. That's what I do for a living and have for a long time. And me and my wife will go, we're in Florida. She grew up here in Florida. I'm not from Florida, but she is. And so her and her family, they worship at the Temple of Disney. We go to Disney World several times a year. And when we, quote unquote, go on vacation, we'll be in the resort or whatever. And I'm up. I'm an old man. I get up super early. And I'm sketching ideas out. And I'm working. And she's, you're on vacation. What are you doing? And I'm like, I can't. This is what relaxes me. Things done. I can't just lay in a beach with a margarita. That just drives me crazy. I got to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And she gets it now. When we first got together, she was like, this guy crazy? What the heck? But I imagine it's for all creatives out there. Is probably have a taste of that. That's cool, man. You guys, let me ask you this. Because you guys aren't really genre specific. It's rock, you know what I mean? Alt rock, maybe. I guess they would probably, if Sirius XM was labeling you guys, or that's the station they'd put you on, perhaps. But still, it's so good. It is so good. And I don't want people to think that, to pigeonhole you guys, because you don't pigeonhole yourself. Is that intentional?
I would say that it is a little bit intentional. I think with all three of us being drawn in by different influences musically, I think we all bring a little bit of something that's different creatively to each other. And I think that's why lyrically and musically, it could be anything. You know, when people ask me what genre we are, I'm like, you want to say hard rock, and then in that same breath, you want to go, some songs, yes, some songs, no. That's one of the things, I guess you got to figure it out. But I think pigeonholing is something that we aim to not do. I think that's something that we try our best to stay away from.
That's very, and it's cool. It's cool. It's something I'm an old man, and I really am envious of the younger people in the scene because they're open to it. My wife's 15 years younger than me, and I'm in the car with her. She'll be playing her music or whatever, and it's weird. It is weird. It'll go from like Sleep Token to some pop singer auto-tuned out to the ninth degree, you know what I mean? But she loves it. All I know is it's not made for me, and there's nothing wrong with that. But younger people, I don't know if it's because there's so much single-driven marketing and releasing, but I think it's cool because, yeah, they're not hung up on my generation. Jesus Christ, man. I'd be hanging out with my friends. They're all like really heavy rockers. And if you wanted to listen to some Adam Ant or something, I had to sneak home and do that on the download. Put the headphones on because there would be trouble. Oh, no, not that bad. They'd give you a hard time about it. But yeah, much more genre specific. And I specifically remember one time some guys, what do you listen to that dance music for? I'm like, have you seen the gal I'm dating right now? She's into that. That's what's on the turntable this week. They're like, oh, you're not hip and her to cool? I'm like, no, I'm trying to kiss her, not piss her off. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ. But yeah, it's crazy. How is the scene down there? Like Houston, Southeast Florida, all of that. Is there a good rock scene down there, like for you guys to play and stuff?
Well, Houston is very large. Quite a few communities surrounding Houston. They all have, I would say, the north side, Woodlands area is definitely rock,
gotcha,
heavy metal. You get into Houston, it's more pop, dance, but classic rock. West side, got a lot of action going on. Our area, Galveston Bay, in my opinion, is the most active area for venues. Lots and lots of venues wanting lots of concert type venues. There's the Scout Bar, which we'll be playing at a couple times coming up. More of a hard rock venue. You got Jackie's Brick House. That's caters to everything. Tribute bands are a big thing. Cover bands are a big thing. Original bands, Galveston Island is just really booming with originality, a lot of creativity, a lot of art going on down there.
I've heard somebody describe it. They're like, imagine Austin, but like with a beach.
It's definitely that way. The Galveston people are very unique and they're very proud. BOI, born on the island, they're everywhere. There's been a big push in the last year in the music family down there to promote a lot of jams. There's a lot of jams. There's jams every day of the week. They start on Saturday afternoons sometimes. I just heard about that one at Nifany Sweet Shops. Yeah, it's very active. We play all the time. We could play 5-6. We could play every night of the week if we wanted. You have restaurants. You have venues. It's very active. The weather's conducive to that. There's outdoor. A lot of these are outdoor.
And people dig that vibe. You're at the beach, or you're there, you're around all these cool artsy-fartsy people. But they're cool artsy-fartsy. They're not stuck-up artsy-fartsy. I like that. I've only been to Galveston when I was a little kid. I went with my parents, and everybody always said there, because I've been to clubs like in every city, it seems like, in the world. Not in the world, but a lot of them. And like Houston, my Houston story involved a club called Numbers.
Yep.
Jeez, it got a little crazy, is all I can say. There was a lot of guys with eyeliner on at that club. Yeah. It was that theme. My Galveston story, I went with my parents. We went to the beach and everything. And we were living in Oklahoma at the time. And we were driving home. And I, unbeknownst to my parents, I collected, I don't know, 25, 30 hermit crabs. Because I thought they were cool and snuck them in the car. And then my parents discovered all these crabs crawling around me in the back seat. And so they turned the car around. We had to drive 2 hours back to the ocean to drop the hermit crabs back off. My father was not pleased. He was not pleased. I got to tell you.
Wow.
Yep. But it was beautiful down there. Beautiful. I remember the first night we bought some shrimp off a guy and cooked it in a pot on a, had a fire, and it was great. That was a long time ago. I don't know if people can still do that, folks. Don't plan a big trip. So we heard Jamie say that was, I'm old, I'm telling you. The Brady Bunch was still on prime time. Let me put it that way. That was a long time ago. It's crazy. It's crazy. But it sounds, from everything I've heard, that area sounds like just the cool place to be. Not to be politically incorrect, my friend who hangs out down, that lives in Houston, hangs out down in the Galveston area a lot, had told you, yeah, man, it's like Austin, but with the homeless or houseless, however they're calling, isn't that bad. And it's not crimey. It's just fun. And I'm like, sounds good to me. That's pretty awesome.
Galveston doesn't appear to have that bad of a homeless problem.
Yeah.
Last time
I went to 6th Street in Austin, you're stepping over. It's bad.
Oh, yeah.
We were just there last May, and we had to make some decisions about where to park. Because of the homeless people.
And I hope they get it worked out. They seem to have enough geniuses there now that somebody should have a plan, get it together, people. Get it together. Because 6th Street used to be good times.
Still happens.
That was fun. And all those places. El Paso, I had a good time in El Paso.
There earlier this year.
Wow. So you guys, the thing, and understand, folks, if you're not or you're not familiar with Texas, though, we're just rolling it off the tip of our tongue like it's Vermont or something. Texas is big. It's like a whole country. If you're trying to drive across Texas, it's the longest drive in the world. It's big, and there's unique areas in something that big, which is pretty cool. So you guys are from that neck of the woods and whatnot. Somebody had the idea for the band, probably O-Ray, I imagine, and coalesced it, made it happen and everything. How cool is that? And you guys are playing and stuff? That's the dream. Coolest job in the world.
It is.
That's very... Now, do you guys like have since you're playing all these places and what, you guys got a trailer or something you're pulling, or do you got the big Provost bus yet, or how are you getting around?
We have SUVs. We all we all pull stuff. I've got a cargo hitch. We've got the cargo things that go on the roofs of the car. Last March, we did our tour. We rented a truck and a U-Haul trailer and did all that. Now, coming up, we already have plans. Stuff's already in the works, actually. Next year, when we go on tour in March, we will have a truck and a travel trailer with living quarters and storage space.
Nice.
And a driver. We've got a full-time driver now.
Coming to Florida.
Yeah, we'll be down there.
Very cool. Very cool. You got a new friend here now, so that's good. That's one of the things. Never play Tetris with a working musician because they're used to packing vehicles and stuff. They're real good at that. If you do need to move, they're the ones you ask. You're like, a 3-bedroom house, 8x10 pod, no problem. We got this, buddy. Yeah, we're used to it. Used to it. I'm half kidding, but no, it's a skill no one ever acknowledges.
No, we do it. That's what we do every day. We unload, we load.
Yeah. It's,
even on days that we're not working, like
just for
gonna,
practice,
we're going to be, yep. No, but we're going to be in the process of moving some stuff out of a studio into another area. And that studio is packed from what I can remember. It's packed. So
yeah.
It's always, and I just switched vehicles. So I just had to redesign my whole load, which was pretty good. So we get a lot of things in the small amount of space. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Our neighbors just got a, we had this elderly neighbor. I shouldn't say she's elder. I don't want people to get the wrong idea, but she's older. And I don't know what the deal is. Me and my wife just went to the grocery store earlier and we noticed she has a new car. And we're not fancy. We drive a Kia Soul, but she got a Kia. It was in her driveway. I'm like, oh, she got rid of the BMW. She's got a Kia now. Yes, the economy is rearing its head, but yeah, that's the thing. It's weird when you're young. You always want these hot cars. You're like, oh yeah, it's only a 2-seater. That's fine. I won't. No, get the truck, get the SUV. So as you get older, it becomes so apparent. One trip to Lowe's and the 2-seater ain't going to work.
No.
Yeah, I was the same way. Wanted that little Fiero. Oh, my God. Anyway, the worst I ever seen, I knew some musicians. This was way back in the day. Yeah, it had to be the late 80s. And the main guy had an old Volkswagen Beetlebug. It's great. Won't go over 50 miles an hour, but it gets good gas mileage. But they had to move a bunch of stuff. And they took boards and put them underneath the thing and then packed everything like in this half sphere on top of the Beetlebug. And he had a little place he could look out like he's driving a tank. And I'm like, I don't know if I'd keep all that gear out to the elements, but that's what they had to do. So they were going from Detroit to Chicago. I'm like, 6 hours like that? That's a long drive.
Oh, man.
That's 12 in that Beetle. You got to do what you got to do. Amazing. Let's play a track. We've got a couple that we're going to play. Our first track is your guys. Tell us about this. This is the new single, right? Waterfalling?
Yes.
Very cool. You know what? Let's play it, and then we'll talk about it. How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
So everybody gets a taste of what O-Ray Band's about. Everybody, here it is. O-Ray Band, this is Waterfalling. Check it out.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Waterfalling by O'Ray Band out of Southeast Texas. Very cool track. Very cool track. Let me ask you guys, with my paintings and stuff, people see the end result. They say, oh, Jamie rolled out of bed. He knocked this out. Sometimes that absolutely happens. And I celebrate it because it's a rare thing. Oftentimes what no one ever sees is me cursing out the canvas, me wanting to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it because it's fighting me a little bit. But they have no idea. They have no idea. I imagine music's the same way. When I listen to Waterfalling, it's polished. It's perfect. It sounds great. And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. We can do next question. It's fine. But I'm just curious to know, when I hear something that good, was that an easy one or was that a hard one?
That was an easy one. I wrote all the lyrics to that in probably 30 minutes or less. I had this idea in my head. I had this riff in my head. And I had this waterfall in my head. That song was specifically wrote for something and for somebody.
Nice.
And it came out together. And then for a long time, I just played by myself, didn't have a band or something. And then when I found these guys, when I found Lynn Raggi over here, when we decided to do something with this music and put a whole band behind it, the other part of the miracle happened, right? It's when you have that idea, like your painting or whatever, when you have that image in your head, and you know what it wants to be. And the hardest thing is putting it from here onto the medium, right? Trying to get somebody else outside of me to see it from my perspective.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Nailed it. These guys nailed it. When our mastering engineer sent me the song back, I remember it just gave me chills because I remember walking around doing this in my head. And that was the sound. That was the sound.
How cool is that? Folks, I don't care what, if you're painting, making music, baking biscuits, whatever it is you're doing, exactly what O'Ray was saying, that is rare because the painting I see in my head, things happen. Things, you run out of this paint or that, whatever, doesn't matter. Whatever your jam is, it changes will happen. And when it doesn't, whoa. That's cool. I'm envious of you because I've had that feeling a few times and there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. That's cool. That is awesome. Now, let me ask you, O'Ray, since we're on this subject, when you're primarily a songwriter of the group, would you say, or is it now spread out?
It's spread out. We all have our original stuff and we're all working on things together.
That's cool.
Some of them, I have just a basic idea in my head, and these guys, we're all collaborating together we're all throwing different ingredients into the mixing bowl to see where it goes.
And that's cool.
Got some good stuff coming out, but Lynn's a songwriter. He's got some songs that we're working on as well now. He's just painting that picture in our head for what we needed to paint with.
That's sometimes the best way to, it's the best way to make a chili. You put the different stuff in there and boom, look, you get an amazing result. I can dig it. I can dig it. It's that's the great thing about bands is when you find the right people that are digging what you're throwing down or at least understanding it, celebrate that. You know, that's cool. That is cool. That's where the magic happens.
You mentioned earlier about genres. I think an interesting aspect here is I'm old. I've been doing this 60 years.
Wow.
I'm older than both of them, their ages combined. what I'm going to bring, and I'm a slide guitar player.
I met
O'Ray and I go, hey, what do you need for a band? He goes, I need a bass player. I go, oh, I play bass. Hell, I didn't have a bass. He bought me one. I started playing it and I love it. You control the whole band. The bass player does. So,
There's
a control element I never experienced as being the slide player. Anyway, I'm more of a blues rocker, slide player. I would say that Jacob has, I don't know about O'Ray, I don't have any schooling. I learned all my own. I think Jacob has had some schooling. He was in the high school band. And so he brings that element to it too. And who knows where our originals will end up. I think, like I said, mine will be probably more the blues rock vein. But I definitely have really gotten into the alt-rock approach that O'Ray brings. O'Ray writes some really great rock ballads that I wouldn't categorize as alternative rock, just more like anthem-style rock ballads. He's got the voice for it.
We'll get the girls to the show. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the cool thing about Texas musicians. I was reading this biography of somebody had written about David Bowie, of all people. And he was weird and cool and all this and that. And then he got to, a quote from him, he got to a point where I've been doing this, I guess at this point he had been doing it for over 10 years. And he said, I wanted to make some money. And I always tried to surround myself with great musicians. And I don't know, he had seen or heard about a guitar player from Texas. And went and met the guy, watched him play. And he goes, everything changed. Everything changed. It was Stevie Ray Vaughan. When he got Stevie Ray Vaughan in his band and got Let's Dance and you're buying mansions and yachts that smaller yachts can fit inside. It was a good thing. And there's just something, I don't know if it's in the water down there, but there's such creativity that comes out of Texas. It's one of those places where it's on everybody's kind of radar. And here you guys are swimming in that pond. You know what I mean? You guys are dripping off of it. So it doesn't surprise me on how well the band's doing and how well it probably will do. I don't know, guys, if you were a horse, I'd bet on you. That's all I'm saying. Seems like a pretty easy decision there. That's cool.
I think we'd be a good bet because we have a good work ethic.
Yeah.
And we have a product that we're proud of. And we work on it every day. So
yeah, I think shit gets done. And I'm not putting anybody, how does my wife say it? I'm not throwing shade at anybody. But with creative types, musicians, whatever, sometimes it's hard. They almost need the horse blinders we got to get this done, guys. Can't get distracted. Doesn't seem to be the case with Texas musicians. They get in and work. And that's pretty cool. And I imagine that's why you're popular, because people in your audience see that as well. Because they're that way. Let's get this going. Let's get it going. That's cool. That is cool. Let's do another track. The next track we're going to do is Time Traveler. Okay, now, O'Ray, I have to ask you before we play it here. We're going to play it here, but you know what? I'll hold the questions till after. Here it is, everybody. This is O'Ray Band, Time Traveler. Check it out. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. First off, another amazing track I want to get out of the way. These are all available, right? These are all on streaming sites and on your website and all this kind of stuff. Yes. There'll be copies at the merch table, that kind of thing. Cool, cool. Because people, I always say that. People always ask me, they're like, "Where you got these cool bands on. Where should we get their stuff?" My advice, ladies, I'm not putting anybody down. My advice is if it's possible to get the track directly from the band, do that, because the business aspect of it, the streaming sites are great. If you're in Madrid, Spain or something, you can't get to a show. I get it. Do the streaming, buy it off that. But I'm not going to give the game away or anything, but the streaming sites, think of it as a pie. And does everybody gets a slice of that, what that buck or whatever you pay for that track. And all I'm going to say, if it was any other business, there would be fraud charges involved, in my opinion, because the actual musicians, it's rough. It's rough. So if you can support a musician directly, why they get the majority of the pie. So yeah, do that. And even better if you can get it at a merch table. There's always a merch table. There's always some cute gal at a merch table selling stuff. And there you go. And if you're cool and hang out with the band, you get them to sign whatever you get. Who knows? 5 years, you're broke, you're in Las Vegas. Walk over to the Pawn Stars. They'll have to call in an expert and verify that O'Ray signed this t-shirt. But they will. They always seem to know somebody.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys. I've been working for myself a long time. I've been to a few pawn shops. I guess my stuff sucks because they've never called in an expert for any of my shit. They're we'll give you $20 to this VCR, Jamie. That's it. That's what you got.
I think every musician has visited a pawn shop.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. You can get some good deals at pawn shops though. You can't when you're buying stuff.
We bought stuff out of a pawn shop in Oklahoma. You were talking about Oklahoma. We were in Oklahoma City in the spring playing, and we hit a pawn shop, then hit Guitar Center.
Yeah, got to do it, man. You got to. My wife, when we first got together, and bless her heart, she grew up in the suburbs here. She's great, but she's just not. She never had the down and out life that we've all. Folks, life is a series of peaks and valleys. Try to stay on them as many peaks as you can. But if you find yourself in a valley, try to get back on a peak. But yeah, you usually hit the pawn shops. And she's like, why would we? Is the stuff guaranteed? I'm like, I think probably guaranteed for a week or so, I imagine. I said, but they don't take it in unless they test it out. They're not going to take in a bunch of junk.
Right.
So you can get some good deals. So we went. She was amazed. She's like, I can't believe it. This ring's only this much. I'm like, we're not here buying rings, baby. No jewelry today. No jewelry today. Trying to get a saw. That's what I'm.
You have a lot of jewelry.
Oh, they certainly do. They certainly do. It's amazing.
They always have.
Oh, go ahead.
They always have guitars. Always. I don't think I've ever been in a pawn shop that didn't have at least 6-7 guitars in it. Back in the old days, you could find really good guitars. Nowadays, I think when they take them in, they probably call people immediately and say, hey, we just got a Fender Strat in, or we just got a Gibson Les Paul. And they got a buddy that comes down there and scarfs it up right away.
No, absolutely. In my game, I started a couple years ago. Somebody asked me, I sell a lot of paintings to people get for like Father's Day for man caves or man rooms and stuff like that. And like I imagine in O'Ray's house, he's probably got a room, the O'Ray room. Might be his whole house. I don't know. But I've never been there. But a lot of guys will have a room and you walk in and there's 18 guitars hanging on the wall or this or that or treasures, cool stuff. And in my world, it'll usually be Bill's favorite album is A Master of Puppets by Metallica. Can you paint that album? Yes, yes. If the check is good, I can paint a cow's butt. It doesn't matter, whatever. But I started doing this where somebody had asked me to, they had a Bruce Springsteen fan and they wanted a painting of Bruce Springsteen, but they wanted it on an acoustic guitar case, like an old acoustic guitar case. I'm like, where the hell am I going to get that? And then as Len's already decided in his mind, I can hear the gears turn. I went to the pawn shop. I'm like, you guys got any old acoustic guitar cases here? That's what I need. Yeah, Jamie, we've got about 700 back here. Pick out what you want. Cost me like, I don't know, $10 or something. It wasn't expensive. And so there you go. And so now when people order those, I say, I can't tell you what size or any of the details because I haven't bought it yet. I'll have to go get one. And that's where I go. But it's amazing. So let me ask you, we totally skipped. I got sidetracked, got distracted. Time Traveler, what a track. What a track. O'Ray, was that written about somebody in particular? Because that's got to be an interesting story.
No, actually, that one, we recorded the music actually for that first. And then I went back and put lyrics on it. That right there was inspired when the Scorpion King soundtrack was coming out. I had a buddy in Dallas who always had a little hint ahead of time for music they were looking for. And we stayed up all night putting that song together to try to pitch it for the Scorpion King soundtrack, which by Godsmack beat us, of course, with I Stand Alone.
Yeah, but if you're going to get beat by anybody, that's not bad. That's not bad. And you got a single out of it. So there you go. Yeah, all worked out too. In the end.
Got a good story out of it, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. That one didn't buy the Infinity Pool yet. But you never know. That could happen. I know O'Ray needs that yacht. The boat that the smaller boat fits inside. Yeah. Or at least his girl thinks so, I bet. Anyway. I'm right there, O'Ray. I'm right there. I feel like that guy from Greek mythology sometimes pushing the boulder up the hill. Jesus Christ. It's crazy. My wife's big thing are shoes and purses and makeup. That's her. We got $30,000 worth of makeup in the house. It's crazy. Or shoes. She's got a million shoes. She's always barefoot. I'm like, you got all these shoes? Why am I hearing clicking around out here? Come on. She goes, no, I just want the option. If I wanted to, I could. I'm like, okay. I get it.
That's how we are with guitars.
And drums.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys, with guitars, here's a guitar question for you. Every guitar player I know. Do you have a milk crate? I don't know what they call them now. We used to call them milk crates, you know, that the milk comes into the grocery store. Do you have some sort of box with a million guitar broken guitar chords in that were too expensive, but you're gonna fix them one of these days? You are, and it's in a closet somewhere.
It might be at the studio.
Yeah, we have a studio with a whole SKB drum box full of them. And they are. We're going to get to them one day.
Yeah. Well, he's got a tester, but we haven't tested it.
There you go. There you go. Don't need that pop when you plug it in. Oh, man. Yeah, I've known some musicians. This is part of it. You got to have your gear. And yeah, I don't know if I could throw that stuff out either because it's expensive. It's expensive. The art you guys chose, that's the expensive art. I don't know what's more. Maybe making movies or something because they have a lot of shit too. Me, I got paint and brushes. That's easy peasy. Doesn't cost nothing hardly compared to musicians and gear. It's crazy. It's crazy. Are you guys... Do you guys have a lot of pedals? Or I knew a guy one time, he made his own pedals. It was crazy. But a lot of that stuff now you can do, right? Like with your phones, right. Computers, yeah. And shit.
They sell kits. Yeah, all right. Tell them how many pedals you got.
We're working on a pedal board. I'm having to redo it, but I think I've 18 pedals on the board. Not more than that, but there's 18 that... only pedals that I will actually use for the show.
You'll like this. We were at a pawn shop in Houston and we found a gun case to carry for guns, okay?
Right.
But it hadn't been used yet. The foam was intact. They hadn't cut it out. We bought that to make a pedal board out of.
Oh. Nice.
I think he's got two or three pedal boards, but I guarantee you between him and I, we got 50, 60 pedals. We got three or four Wawas.
I'm analog. I don't use processors.
Yeah, we don't use processors. And then we have probably 7 or 8 to 10 amps, guitar amps, several bass rigs.
We got 71 guitars in the other room right now. 71.
Now, that O-Ray room we talked about with the 18 guitars hanging on the wall, no, we don't have 18 guitars hanging on the wall, but we have 70 of them laying around the floor.
Nice.
And most of them are unassembled. Him and I at one time, I don't know how far we're going to get this. We're going to build guitars too. So we
you
have
got all the stuff.
We got
you can
a lot.
Refurbish them.
We got a lot.
Make a lot of money doing that.
A lot of them are already refinished. We just have the bodies. You know, one thing I will tell you that O-Ray came up with this idea. We took a guitar body and visit other artists that write songs, and we have them sign that body. So we're collecting all these signatures of original artists in the area on this guitar body. And then once it gets filled up, we're going to polyurethane it to protect it. And then we're going to build a guitar out of it.
Nice.
And then probably do something with it that'll generate some kind of funding for some type of a charitable event, probably.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do that.
If we see you, we'll get your signature on one.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Glad to do it. The thing is, the only problem with the making guitar plans is you guys are playing every night.
That
you don't
is
have the time to do it. You know what I mean?
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah, that's the issue. There are so many days, and I never thought I would say that. When I was a kid, you hear older people talking and stuff, and you're like, listen to that old guy. And then you're like, but it's so true. There's so many days I'm like, I wish the day had 4 more hours in it because I need it. I'm out of time here. It's crazy. Don't waste time is my advice to any youngsters out there, because there's going to come a time when you wish you had that time. The amount of time I look back on my youth and go, man, I wasted a lot. And that can be on people, money, girl, whatever. Partying.
Partying.
I tell people, I'm like, I'm not telling you what to do. Do what you're going to do. In my experience, you get into some heavy duty party stuff. It's fun while it is until it isn't. And then you realize how much money and time you've wasted, and time being the big.
And health.
And health. That's true.
Lots and lots of health.
I had some medical stuff about 15 years back now. And the doctor came in and he goes, we're going to try to fix this. And if we can't, we're going to make you as comfortable as we can. You don't want to hear that from the doctor. You want to hear him say, yeah, that won't be a problem. You'll be out of here tomorrow. Yeah. Health. I never thought about that shit. Oh, snake venom in this shot. I'm drinking it. Give me it. Wish I hadn't have done that. But I'll tell you the weird thing about that whole adventure I had is because they test all your shit. You know what I mean? And they're like, your liver's fine. I'm like, did you mix up the charts? That is a physical impossibility. I have drinking gasoline before. I don't know what to tell you. It's looking good. I'm like, bonus for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Still though. Crazy. I like that time traveler trek. The next one we're going to do, now I don't know if I'll probably like the song. The subject matter on it, though, two things I try to avoid. And I get a lot of grief from people. They're always like, Jamie, how come your wife's covered in tattoos? She's got tattoos all over the place. You don't have any tattoos. Why not? And I'm like, because I try to avoid pain in my life. That's a personal goal I have of avoiding pain. And that leads us to our next O-Ray Band track, Pain and Misery. Pain and Misery. We've all been there. Here it is, everybody. Check this out. And we're back, everybody. We're back. That was Pain and Misery. Again, available out there for everybody. All right, tell us about this track. Or Lynn or Jacob, somebody.
That one right there, a lot of people can relate to this. Is, you know, when you, it started off for me when I was 20 or 21. I think 21. Actually being able to legally go into the bar and drink, get drunk, feel like shit the next morning, and then
so true.
You know, when you're telling yourself, oh, I'm never doing that stupid crap again, and then the same night, here we are, repeat. That's the whole idea of pain and misery, the low self-worth that you feel, beating yourself up for doing it, you know, and just wanting to give up, throw the flag in. It's just a cycle. That's what that song is about right there.
Absolutely. I was in art school, and I was thinking I'm never going to be as good as these guys that have been, and the gals that have been here longer than me. What's the point? Went out to the club, got hammered, came home, woke up the next day, and I was dying. And a gal I knew at the time that was hanging out, she said, the best thing you can do is have another cocktail. Push that off. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I feel terrible. She goes, trust me. So I did. And I pushed that hangover. I did it day after day. It just continued for about a year. Some time went by. And finally, I was like, okay, I've done this long enough. And, oh, man, I had a years of hangover at one time. It was pain and misery, baby, I'm telling you. It was bad. But, yeah, we've all been there, O-Ray. It doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter what the impetus is. It could be a woman. Heartbreak lasts like the flu. I'm an old man. I know. Give it about 14 days. You'll be on the mend. And I get it. You've never felt that bad before. No one in the world has ever. No, they have. Go listen to a Hank Williams record. People have been there before. But yeah, pain and misery. I like that. I do like that. I like that theme, O-Ray. I do. That is because I can relate to it. I can understand it. That's fun. And then you get to be mine and Lynn's age, and you get the mystery. We're at the age where you get mystery pains. I wake up in the morning, I feel like the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz before he got the oil can. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Sounds like there's grape nuts in all my joints. What is going on? What is happening? And you move around and you're okay.
Takes a while, though.
It takes a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, bro. I'm like you. I get up early. I get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm the same way. People ask me why I do it. They're like, why aren't you sleeping in? You work from home. You could sleep. I'm like, you know what, though? I like to get up early because my brain is fresh and things seem to work easier. The phone ain't ringing. Everybody else is asleep. I can get shit done. It's fantastic. But now I used to, when I was young, like O-Ray, I would, my friends, oh, let's all meet at the bar or whatever. Okay, when are we going to meet? 11 o'clock? Jesus Christ. And that was just normal. Now I'm like, it's 10:30 and I'm like, okay, I better head to bed. Can't. I'm not going out. My wife, like I said, she's a little younger. She's like, I really wanted to go to this thing. I'm like, my first thought, don't you have some girlfriends or somebody you can go to that with? I don't think she went to a festival. First time she'd ever been to Las Vegas. And I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It was one of those Sick World festivals where they got all the new rockers and all that kind of stuff from back in the day. And she's, don't you want to go? You want to go to you love Las Vegas. You want to go? I'm thinking to myself, walking around the Vegas heat at a festival with, no, listening to Korn. I can pass on that. I can, somebody's got to stay here with the dog, but have fun.
Yeah, we'll be in Vegas in November, right?
Yep.
Halloween night.
Oh, Halloween night. We'll be in Vegas.
Yeah. You guys are smart. That's the time to go to Vegas. Her thing was like in, I don't know, July or something. I'm like, July in Las Vegas? Are you crazy?
Yeah, we want to get a recording of Zombie Love in Vegas with all the characters there.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's our newest release coming out.
Yeah, and it's one I love. It's one we're going to play here in a second. I lived in Las Vegas for about 6 months. I was living in San Diego, went through a heartbreak, said, I need a change of scenery. Rented a house off of Craigslist, sight unseen, never even been there, and rolled up, showed up. And now I live in Las Vegas. It was, again, a summertime, hot. It was crazy. It was a crazy 6 months. And then I'm like, I need to go back to San Diego. This is too much for me. But yeah, it's every place has their charm, has its charm. Every place has its charm. So speaking of zombie love, that's the next track we're going to play. I love this one. When I first saw it, I was immediately drawn because for those who've seen my art, they're like, yeah, Jamie digs the zombies. Fun to paint. I can't just paint Marilyn Monroe all the time. It gets dull. A Marilyn Monroe zombie now, that's fun to paint.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because actually there's such a huge, I didn't really realize this until I started doing it about, I don't know, 15 years ago. There's a huge horror crowd. All these people are into that and they're into it and they don't have a lot of stuff. Yeah, I have a whole horror fan base, which is fantastic. But they will give me crap if I don't paint something every so often. Mm-hmm. In a while, Jamie, knock out a vampire or something. Come on. Okay.
What, do you put out a Halloween series or anything?
I should, because we put out a Christmas one every year, but it would work for Halloween too. The reason we do the Christmas one, we put it on merch, on all kinds of weird ass merch, like wrapping paper and shit like that. Yeah, and people, but when I paint Christmas, I paint it weird. It's weird Christmas. I did one a couple years ago that was a trash can with all the Christmas stuff in the trash can. I'm like the day after, I called it. And that one sold a lot. I'm like, people are giving people gifts with wrapping paper, with that, whatever. But Zombie Love. Now, this is a cool one. Let's play it, then we'll talk about it. Here it is, everybody. This is O-Ray Band, Zombie Love. Check it out.
Love is so retarded. Love in us pumping. It causes to learn to live. Broken body.
we're back. Zombie Love. Now, the video for that, you guys are playing somewhere. Is that down in your neck? That's down in your neck of the woods, or was that somewhere else?
Well, I'd say it was down here. I think we really pull from a lot of
Houston. Warehouse Live?
Yeah, we play that at Warehouse Live, which actually that's close to my neck of the woods.
Downtown Houston.
Yeah, over in downtown. And I knew about Warehouse Live and before playing the show with these guys and with this band. And yeah, it was a jam. I think for us, it was a matter of the environment was perfect for it. And just that room sound, you can't quite beat that. I think that was probably the best room sound that we've gotten, in at least for me, in a while.
We had a couple of people make a comment that was the best performance they'd seen from us, and they'd seen us quite a lot. So
yeah,
that was a good one.
But it wasn't even just about the performance in itself. I think the song, because this is the first one I've really gotten to put my intake in on as well as a drummer. And so me and O'Ray would just spent, I don't know, about what, 2 or 3 days just bouncing off ideas off each other.
So Jacob just joined the band.
Yeah.
To give perspective here, he's only been with the band maybe 3 months.
Wow. Something like that.
O'Ray and I have been together since this version of O'Ray's band, which is a little bit over a year. But Jacob just joined us maybe 3 months ago.
Yeah. And
nice.
Yeah, man. And just being able to get the insight and really get to give my input on that has been really cool. And to see it turn out like that in that video is incredible.
That's cool. That is cool. Well, it's a great song. It's a great song. It's just, it's one of those. Oh, Ray, are you a big zombie fan?
I grew up watching horror movies with my father. I just finished the Walking Dead series again. But that song right there, I write a lot of songs that have double meanings on there. They can all relate to different parts of my life. But I wrote that song to where you could relate to it where the zombie was actually the woman, or you could relate to it where zombie was actually the drug. Mm. Either one of them has the exact same story personally to you. And that song right there, we are currently tracking. We are almost done. It will be released on October 9th when we take the road for the Zombie Love 2025 tour. Coming up here, October 9th, we will be one of the support bands for Scotty Austin, Oktoberfest. We will work with him all the way through California. Then we'll part ways. We will be a support band for Rehab at the Whiskey A Go Go. Another one for Tommy Two Tone at the Whiskey A Go Go.
Nice.
And then we headline our own little run and all the way back through Texas, Las Vegas, Colorado. And then we will catch back up with Scotty on the November Fest, mini fest tour that he has going on. In November 6th, work our way down and then part ways from him again and hit Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee to record another track and then Texarkana, and then that's a wrap. So almost 2 months we'll be on the road with the Zombie Love. And
how cool is that?
It is. It's cool. We're excited. For a second, I'd like to some people have helped make this tour possible. As touring is expanding, you got to have support. It takes a lot, so I want to give a quick shout-out to Juan and Amanda Hernandez, Static Blues Band.
Static Blues.
Darla and Denby Brazil from the Moon in LaPorte, Texas. Yeah. Freedom Bell Bonds, we talked about El Paso earlier. They are all over around the El Paso area.
Yep.
Rock the Rage radio show with J-Lambs Remy and Alex Lozano. Let's Rock with Alex Lozano. The Texas Songwriter Alliance. Audio Impact. Kevin Wildman, Music News Magazine, Denise Planier, photographer. She's actually one of our photographers that's going to be flying out to L.A. and all that to take pictures of us at the Whiskey A Go-Go while we're there. Tex Haas. And, of course, I got to drop Curtain Call Records. Got to drop my man Brian that's taking care of us, scheduling all this stuff. John, PG, Rock Radio, Curtain Call Records, of course. And then a special shout out to Austin Entertainment Touring. Scotty Austin and Courtney Austin, they took a chance on a local band here that had a little heat going on there. And we're just grateful that they've allowed us to grow into their family of touring artists and making a lot of stuff possible, man. They really are opening some doors for us, and we just want to give a thank you to them.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. And for those out there, you have a new band and whatnot. I always tell people, no matter what you're doing, look at successful people and get you. I'm an old man, so of course I carry, I don't have a phone. I don't use a phone, but I got a pocket full of these all the time. And I take notes on things and take note. That's a class act to do it. You got to stay humble.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You could be, it's like football. You can be the best quarterback in the world and run the ball down the field, but man, it sure is a lot better if you, and you can do it more times if you got a good team around, you got good people around you. That's a good lesson. That's all I'm saying. Very cool, man. Very cool. Yeah, Curtain Call's great. I've been working with them since 2015. Maybe earlier. I'm old. My memory. I can't believe it's 2025 now. Jesus, how did that happen? Did I fall through a time point? Am I a time traveler?
There you go.
Yeah. It's possible.
It's almost 2026.
Yeah, I know.
It's
close in, man.
You're kissing 2026.
It's crazy. It was just 20. Remember the pandemic, everybody? That was a big deal. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It seems like it was last month.
We're almost at the 25th anniversary of 911, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was talking with my wife about that the other day. I was like, I vividly remember 9/11. And I did not give one thought, one percentage point to what I'd be doing 24 years later. I didn't even think about it. And here we are. It's crazy. Anyway, it sounds like you guys got, I'm excited for you. We have links to all your social media and everything. It's all down there in the description, everybody. Is that the best way? Because I want to be with you guys on this adventure. Just follow you on social media and everything. And I'm sure you guys will be posting pics and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, we will be posting on Facebook Live as we go, especially when we go from state to state. We like to capture the welcome to someone. And we like to stop on the side of the road somewhere. We stopped at the Cadillac Ranch in Texas. I don't know if you're familiar with it, where they buried the 10 Cadillacs.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And so we stopped there and we recorded, what was it? Zombie?
Waterfall.
We recorded Waterfall in there. So we like, and we do it unplugged. So we like to stop on the roadside. We stopped in the Joshua Desert and recorded Time Traveler.
Nice.
We actually recorded on the Santa Monica Beach, but that one didn't turn out good because it was windy as hell and it destroyed our recording. But that's what we like to do. So we will be on Facebook. We will be posting.
Nice.
State, and of course, updates from the shows and everything.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That is so cool because it gives the fans a chance to be there with you, even if they can't be.
Absolutely.
It's weird now because we live in such a global world. It is. You guys probably have fans in France or wherever, China, who knows? And it's crazy. It's like they're right there. How cool is that? I dig it. All of my advice to you guys, for whatever that and 40 cents will buy you a cup of coffee, I guess, is keep doing what you're doing because you're real, real good at it. Yeah, I'm telling you. If you ever, and you guys know this shit, but if you ever have one of those mornings where you wake up going, oh, I don't know if I can do it today. No, get out of bed, do it, because you got me. I'm a fan and I'm loving what you're doing. You know what I mean? Makes my day better. Listen to the O-Ray Band. It's fantastic.
By the way, on the way back from Nashville, when we played with Rehab, we stopped at a convenience store, we live out of convenience stores when we're on the road. I bought a small cup of coffee. It was $2.87. Just saying.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. See, I'm telling you, I'm old.
$1.40 won't get you shit.
Yeah. Remember I mentioned that me and my wife went to the grocery store? So we're at the grocery store. Unloaded the cart, all the shit's on the conveyor. My wife's calling up points or coupons or something on, doing something with her phone. I don't know. And I'm standing there and I'm looking at the candy bars, chocolate bars there. I'm like, yeah, Snickers bar. I could go for a Snickers bar. And I look, it's $2.50. I'm like, $2.50 for a candy bar?
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
And folks, that's a good point too. Whenever you go, first off, support your local scene, support your local venues and whatnot. Super important. One of the things about merch tables is they're usually a cash type deal. Although I know I get now people use their phones and stuff a lot. I saw a thing on Facebook. Some stripper had a barcode on her, or I don't know, QR code on her shoe, which is pretty smart if you think about it. But anyway, now buy stuff at the merch store, because I know a lot of bands, that's dinner that night. That is, or gas to the next venue. I've known people in that situation. It's super important. But yeah, like and share. If you find a band you like and whatnot, put them on your playlists on your social, on your streaming social media. And for your youngsters out there, my wife says that people can do this. I don't know how to do it or if this is possible, but she says it is. When you're making your cool TikTok, she's never shown me a TikTok that didn't have music in the background. Throw them, if you find a band you like, O-Ray band or something, throw that music on the background, because a little thing pops up promoting them. Help get the word out. And, you know, that there's nothing better than that. And at the very least, I'm going to give you guys a little secret. It's great. It's, if I have somebody come in and buy paintings, that's fantastic. Love it. Totally respect it. Love that feeling that gives me. Well, it's just as good. Somebody going, sending me a message or something going, I really dig that. Or making a comment, I really dig that one. Or this is cool. Puts a spring in my step for the whole day. You can really, and any creative person is like that.
On that note, let me interrupt you. What's that behind you, right behind you? I've been looking at
it. Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
That is a hydrogen atom. It's called the loneliness of popularity. It's hydrogen's the most common element in the universe. So just because you're popular doesn't mean, but he's only got one friend. One
you
electron.
Create that? Do you create?
Yeah.
Nice. I've been looking at it the whole time.
Yeah. We always try to put something back there, but
it's pretty cool.
Thank you. There you go. It makes me feel like I'm embarrassed now. I'm blushing. Yeah. Support your scene, man, and support bands and do what you can, because these guys don't have, yes, they've got people in the business supporting them and working with them, but it ain't Arista Records or whatever. Nobody's giving them a big loan that they got to pay back. They're doing this stuff on their, making this stuff on their own to help making it happen. You ain't going to hear that Gin Blossom story with these guys. We had to make 12 albums to pay off the first loan, the first record deal. I don't even want to get into it, but people don't understand how record deals work. And it's the same thing in the book industry too. I have a writer friend of mine started out. I had to explain to her, I'm like, this is a good deal. Sounds like it to you because you're spending the money in your head, but loans suck. They got to be paid back.
Yep.
Easy to do when in your mind. Anyway, keep doing it, guys. Hey, break a leg at all these shows and whatnot. Do you guys realize in what the span of 2 weeks you're going to be playing at the Whiskey and then hanging out at Sun Studios? How amazing is that? Wow.
That's, I hate to interrupt you here. There's a funny story about me and Sun Records. I went with my family at the time. This is probably about, I don't know, probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And we went to Sun Records, and the day before, Def Leppard was there. Like every member of Def Leppard was at Sun Records. And me and my dad, to this day, still, man, we should have gone a day earlier, because then we've gotten to meet Def Leppard. And so we have not let that go. So you never know who you can run into going to those places like that, man. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Especially you just never know. You never know. That's amazing. It's amazing. I'm jealous. Very cool. I'll be watching them Facebook Live, so I'll be right there with you guys. Have a good one. And like I said, keep doing it. You are so good. So
thank you, man.
Keep at it, man.
Appreciate you.
And folks, we'll see you next time. Remember, the world's still weird. Be patient with people. Be kind. And we'll see you next time. Have a good one. Adios, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited. Hannah Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.